serving Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, and Moon Ridge. This is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
One of two local measures on the ballot this election is Measure S. This week, AM 1710 explores this initiative. Next week, Neighborhood Radio will report on the workings of Measure K, the city sales tax proposal. We interviewed Roy Salumi, spokesperson for Measure S. The initiative would change the election of city council members from odd to even-numbered years. The first question was, why the need?
Well, Jim, I've served as an election judge and an inspector for the county of San Mateo for the last 7 years. I've participated in the election process, and I'm always interested in getting more people to vote and having cheaper elections. And it seemed just incredibly logical that we should move our elections from odd years where there's low voter turnout to even years where there's greater voter turnout. And there are a number of people who see it the same way. So we came together and we backed this particular initiative.
Did the backers of Measure S look at other cities to see whether such an idea is popular with those local governments?
Yes, we did. In fact, Gilroy did this a number of years ago. They moved it from odd years to even years. And most of the counties in California are looking at this if they're not doing it right now. And in fact, the city of Palo Alto has another Measure S that is exactly the same as ours to move their city council elections from odd years to even years for precisely the same reasons. We decided to do a signature drive for the initiative, and we collected over 1,100 signatures of citizens who live within Half Moon Bay. We did not approach the city council. In fact, I wish we had, but we did have an opportunity to present the initiative to them, and they had a couple of sessions where they discussed it at length. And then they decided to put it on the ballot with a 5-0 vote, so it was unanimous. The city council agreed that there was some merit in the initiative and it should be turned over to the voters for a decision.
What is your best guess as to the increase percentage-wise that we can see by going to even-numbered years? In other words, based on the number of people that traditionally come out and vote in a city council election on an odd-numbered year, what kind of voter increase participation can we expect?
Well, in odd-numbered years, we're averaging something in the neighborhood of 30% voter turnout. Those tend to be very low voter turnout elections because people come out for state initiatives. They come out for national elections, congressional as well as presidential. In even-numbered years, we find that the average turnout is roughly 70%. So you go from 30% in town to roughly 70% in town, and you also lower the cost of having the election. So we thought the merits were there.
Speaking of cost, any projections on what we'll save?
The numbers actually vary at the elections office. We know there is a substantial percentage in savings, and it could be in the $10,000 range. It could be in the $15,000 or $20,000 range. It really depends on how many jurisdictions are putting initiatives on the ballot at that particular time. So it's kind of luck of the draw.
Now, isn't it true that basically once upon a time that the city of Half Moon Bay did actually have their city council elections on even-numbered years? And then in the 80s, help me out, which year did they actually change and go to odd-numbered years?
Oh, it was 1981. Of course, we moved into town in 1989, so this was long before our time. And I don't know why they changed it, but in the founding of the town, from the 1950s, it was all on even-numbered years. Every single election was on an even-numbered year. For some reason, in 1981, the city council at that time decided to move the elections to odd-numbered years for whatever reason, and I really don't know what that reason might be. We're just trying to restore the elections to what they were originally.
What kind of reaction are you getting from the current council, and how do they feel about extending their terms of office?
All the discussions that I had with members of the city council at the signature tables when we were gathering signatures were in the line of wanting to know more, what was the logic behind this particular initiative. why were we doing it? Were there real cost benefits, and would there be greater election turnout? So I don't think it was opposition so much as curiosity about why, what were the advantages of this particular initiative. The other issue as to extending the terms of the city council for another year, it's really the only equitable way that we could move from odd-yeared elections to even-yeared elections. Can you imagine what the outcry would be if we tried to cut someone's term short by a year? So extending it and giving the option of the serving city council members to serve an extra year, or if they choose not to, to be appointed, to have someone appointed in that position, or calling a special election to fill the remainder of the term, the extended term, is logical.
Because somebody could just resign after their normal tenure.
Yes, Jim, no indentured servitude in Half Moon Bay, no.
Our thanks to Roy Salumi for giving listeners the background and details of Measure S. Next week, AM 1710 explores Measure K, the city sales tax proposal. The Neighborhood News Report will continue after this short break.
Hi, I'm April Vargas, and I'm running for San Mateo County Supervisor. One of the critical challenges facing our county is how we'll pay for our county workers' pensions. In fact, my opponent, Don Horsley, receives a county pension of $208,000 a year, according to the San Jose Mercury News. It's now illegal to receive a pension that big if you're a state worker. Why should our county pay? We need to stop pension spiking and cap pensions at a reasonable amount. That's what I'll do if I'm elected to be your supervisor. I'm asking for your vote. Thank you.
Vote April Vargas for supervisor. This message was paid for by Friends of April Vargas for Supervisor 2010.
This is Assistant Fire Chief Paul Cole, and you're listening to Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710, where the news and information is always hot.
Hi, neighbor. I'm Bill Ayers, owner of Lighthouse Water. We are now in our 22nd year of providing great-tasting pure water to our neighbors here in Half Moon Bay and the surrounding areas. It's been said many times that Lighthouse Water is addictive, not because we put something in the water, but because we try as hard as we can to take as much out of the water as possible. We are located in the Straw Flower Shopping Center by the UPS store, across from Safeway. We are open 7 days a week, 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Come on in and have a drink on us. Lighthouse Water. The best place in town to have a drink. Of great tasting pure water, that is. Good health to you. And thanks, TJ. And thank you too, James, for getting Neighborhood Radio on the air. A dream come true.
And now, the Ocean Colony Report.
Hi, this is Susan from the Association Office with the Ocean Colony Report. I hope you all enjoyed the fun-filled 40th Annual Pumpkin Festival. And as some of you might have experienced during the Pumpkin Festival, the rain and cooler weather is upon us. During the ongoing street repairs and resealing, the rain, along with the lower temperatures, may cause delays. Please know that if the sealing on your street is weather delayed, your street will be rescheduled and will not default to the next street that is on the schedule and the colored maps provided. You will be notified of the rescheduled date. Please check the Ocean Colony website for updates, as well as new signage with specific information at the front entrance. On another note, the fall issue of the Colony Tides newsletter will be coming out the first week of November, so keep an eye out for the next edition. For the Neighborhood News Report, this is Susan at the Ocean Colony Association office.
And now, news from Moon Ridge.
This week we'll be hosting our annual Halloween event. This will occur this Friday, October 22nd, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. We will have a haunted house, pumpkin decorating, face painting, games, and much more. Everything is free, except the food. Everyone is invited. Bring a friend. If you have any questions, you can call Jennifer at 560-0197. For the Neighborhood News Report, this is Joseph Garcia.
Neighborhood Radio presents Community Bulletin Board. The place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coast Side. Community Bulletin Board is brought to you as a public service by Damasco & Associates, accountancy and consulting of Half Moon Bay. Damasco & Associates, caring for our coast.
Coastside travelers meet at 1 p.m. on the first Monday of each month at Joe's Restaurant. The meeting consists of a social, no-host lunch with discussions of future day and overnight trips. Further information is available by calling Ann Minoletti at 726-6119. That number again, 726-6119. The Coastside Mothers Club is a nurturing environment for member get-togethers, outings, playgroups, and babysitting co-ops. Members also receive a monthly newsletter. Visit www.coastsidemothersclub.org for an application and more information.
Community Bulletin Board is presented in the public interest by Damasco & Associates, LLP, Accountancy and Consulting of Half Moon Bay. Damasco & Associates provides accounting, auditing, tax, and consulting services and is recognized for their excellence, integrity, and service. As a good neighbor, Damasco & Associates cares for our coast and supports important nonprofit causes such as Pescadero Marsh Trail, Coastside Land Trust, the Surfrider Foundation, Coastside Hope, Half Moon Bay Farmers Market, Bach Dynamite and Dancing, Forest Watt, 1% for the Planet, Los Padres, and Guitars Not Guns. Damasco & Associates invites you to become acquainted with these organizations and events and support their efforts to make our coast, and indeed the world, a better place. Damasco & Associates, LLP, Accountancy and Consulting of Half Moon Bay, caring for our coast.
A nonprofit since 1979, the Coastal Arts League Gallery and Museum is a cooperative of local artists who exhibit and sell their fine art. The gallery is located on Zabala Square at 300 Main Street. Winter hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekly on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The gallery artists work in photography, oil, acrylic, watercolor, sculpture, and jewelry. The exhibiting membership category also allows members to enter their works into the annual members' show. Visit the League to view art and to find out more about membership. The Coastal Arts League Gallery and Museum is located on Zabala Square, 300 Main Street. Volunteers are needed for Senior Coastsiders Thrift Store in Half Moon Bay. All proceeds benefit programs for seniors on the coast. For more information, phone 726-9056.
Community Bulletin Board has been brought to you as a public service by Damasco & Associates, accountancy and consulting of Half Moon Bay. Damasco & Associates, caring for our coast. To have your nonprofit's event announcement broadcast free on the radio, email us at news@neighborhoodradio.info or call us at 453-4000.
And that completes another edition of the Neighborhood News Report. I'm Jim Henderson. And thank you for listening.
And now, a Neighborhood Radio editorial commentary by Jim Henderson, AM 1710 General Manager.
A democracy will work only if people participate in the process of government. That means voting. And yet, even with a 70% voter turnout, 30% of the registered voters have chosen not to have a say in the election of those that will be making decisions on how they live their lives. If you want a reason to vote this year, think local. There are two important measures that deserve your attention. Measure K will affect what you pay in local taxes, and Measure S will determine when we hold important city council elections. AM 1710 supports Measure S. It is worthy of your yes vote. Simply stated, Measure S would change the election of your city council from odd-numbered to even-numbered years. This will result in saving the city money and having more voters choose our city council. In odd-numbered years, the turnout average is 30%. In even-numbered years, the average turnout is 70%. This is due to national, state, and county issues. This year, because of the midterm elections, the expectation is more than 70%. more people having a say in who runs local government, and the saving of thousands of dollars which the city could use right now. Whether you are a vote-by-mail person or one who goes to the polls on November 2nd, Measure S merits your support. Vote yes on Measure S.
The preceding was a Neighborhood Radio editorial commentary by Jim Henderson, AM 1710 General Manager.
Have you heard of William H. Cook Real Estate? We did a background check on Bill, as he likes to be called. Seems Bill has more friends than clients, although all of his clients seem to count themselves as his friend. Reason? Bill believes in developing friendships because he puts people's best interest first. If it makes sense to have William H. Cook Real Estate as your buying or selling agent, great. If not, that's fine too. Because Bill wants to build relationships and friendships. And from what we found out, he's got a ton of people that can't say enough about the honesty and integrity of this man. Bill is more than happy to answer property questions and will not hesitate to give you an honest, straightforward answer. What is the value of a handshake worth? You make the call. Speaking of which, you can call Bill at 879-0824. Again, 879-0824. Be forewarned, by calling you just might make a new friend. Quality, care, service, and trust. William H. Cook, Real Estate.
The following one-minute commentary, Moments from American History, is presented as a public service by Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. In recent years, evangelical voter turnout has risen from 18% in 1988 to 33% in 1994, and this year is expected to top 40%. Yet some Christians argue that civil government is a secular concern not worthy of our involvement. John Witherspoon, an ordained minister and a signer of the Declaration, responded to this argument. He explained, "Shall we establish nothing good because we know it cannot be eternal? Because we know that we shall die, shall we take no pains to preserve or to lengthen our life? Far from it. It only requires the more watchful attention to settle government upon the best principles so that it may last as long as the nature of things will admit. Very simply, when Christians are not involved in civil government, they only ensure its more rapid decay. Therefore, make sure to participate in the upcoming elections."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.
We enjoy a great many freedoms in this country. Yet Jesus said, "He whom the Son sets free is free indeed." What is this freedom that Jesus is speaking of, and how can we possess it? At Calvary Chapel Half Moon Bay, we look to God and His Word and discover the life-transforming truths that Jesus is speaking of. Real freedom begins with God. This is Pastor Brian Heminger inviting you to pay us a visit any Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We are located at 436 Parissima, right on the corner of Kelly. You are welcome here. For more information, call us at 726-7978 or look us up on the web at www.cchmb.org. Calvary Chapel, Half Moon Bay, where we bring all of God's Word to life.
Hello, this is Roy Salumi. One thing I learned as a board member of the Cabrillo Unified School District is that good government does best when it serves the people in the most cost-effective manner. That is why I'm asking you to vote yes on Measure S. Measure S will increase voter turnout and cut election costs, and saving money is something that our city desperately needs right now. How will the city save money? By changing the election of our Half Moon Bay City Council from odd-numbered years to even-numbered years. This is a good idea because greater numbers of voters turn out for even-year elections, and more voters would participate in choosing our city council. The election costs are always lower in an even-numbered year, since a greater number of city, county, and state jurisdictions help pay for those elections. That's why many cities are moving their council elections to even-numbered years. So, whether you vote by mail or go to the polls on November 2nd, the Smart Election Initiative is Measure S. Vote yes on Measure S.
Paid for by the Yes on Measure S Committee 2010.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about diabetic neuropathy, how to prevent it, and how it can be treated. If you have diabetes, you may have already experienced the nerve pain called diabetic neuropathy. Some symptoms are pretty obvious. You get pain in your feet. But more subtle signs of nerve damage may occur, such as numbness or tingling. Nerve pain and damage in your hands or feet is called peripheral neuropathy. So what's the good news? Well, tight blood glucose control can help reduce your risk of complications such as diabetic neuropathy and can help prevent it from getting worse. Nerve damage caused by diabetes generally occurs over years and is often due to prolonged high blood glucose levels. Everything you're already doing to manage your diabetes will go a long way toward managing diabetic neuropathy and protecting the health of your nerves. The experts all agree the first step in treating diabetic nerve pain is to bring your glucose levels under control. In order to do that, the steps you should take are using your glucose meter, eating the diet your doctor or dietitian has recommended, and getting exercise every day. Also, talk to your doctor to make sure an A1C blood test is done about every 3 months. The A1C test is a blood test that measures the average amount of glucose in your blood for the previous 2 to 3 months. Strict blood glucose control means an A1C of less than 7%. If you have an A1C higher than 7%, it means you have a greater chance of complications such as nerve damage, eye disease, or kidney damage. Now, if the blood glucose has not reached the target that's ideal, the doctor can also change your diabetic medications. And one side benefit of that may be relief from nerve pain. I'll review treatment options for diabetic neuropathy after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
My name is Kimo Hogan. I've been a coastal resident, since 1955. Grew up in Moss Beach, went to Half Moon Bay High School. Been seeing Dr. Shepherd for 25 years, my father, my mother, my brothers, countless friends see him. Great folks. I've watched his kids grow, and what a neat thing. Apparently, one or both of his sons are going to join the practice with him, and what a cool thing that is. He's been there for me for emergency calls. I'll call him and leave him a message, and he'll call me right back. One of the neat things is after I've had a session with him, he always calls me that night just to kind of check and see how I'm doing, making sure everything is going fine. If I've got any pain, you know, he prescribed the pain pills, or just a neat, neat guy. They've made my smile tenfold better.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
These days, you have many options to treat diabetic nerve pain, depending on your symptoms and the severity. First of all, self-care measures may help. Warm baths and frequent walks for some people can relieve mild symptoms of peripheral nerve pain. Also, wearing properly fitting shoes or special shoes for diabetics may also be very helpful. If pain has changed the way you walk, see a podiatrist who can evaluate your foot problems and prescribe special shoes or orthotic inserts. Next, talk to your doctor about medications. Now, pain can be a tricky symptom to control, so it may take some time to find the right treatment for you. Currently, there are two medications that are FDA approved for the treatment of painful diabetic neuropathy. They are Cymbalta and Lyrica. Cymbalta is one type of an antidepressant that can relieve neuropathy pain. You don't have to be depressed in order to take an antidepressant. Antidepressants actually work by blocking pain messages relayed to the brain. And it's also thought that they stimulate the release of endorphins, which are the body's natural painkillers. There's also one type of antidepressant called tricyclics, such as amitriptyline. They don't deal with nerve pain directly, but they make people drowsy so they can sleep better and they feel less pain. Another treatment option is anti-seizure medication. Now, these medicines can be helpful because they help diabetic neuropathy by slowing down nerve signals so that the pain messages aren't transmitted as effectively. Such examples of these medications are Lyrica, Gabapentin, and Neurontin. Your doctor might suggest other treatments that can be effective for pain control, such as creams or gels made with lidocaine, which is a topical anesthetic that numbs the tissues. You can find lidocaine in non-prescription cream or gel form, or in a prescription strength patch or injection to relieve pain. There are creams with capsaicin, which is made from crushed chili peppers, and that's helpful to interfere with pain for some people. There are over-the-counter pain relievers, such as aspirin, Advil, and Motrin. Another treatment option is prescription strength, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs. They are a larger dosage than the over-the-counter medicines, and they target pain and inflammation. Another medication option is narcotic pain medications, which can be prescribed for pain relief. You can also try other therapies for severe or chronic pain. Consider seeing a doctor who is a specialist in pain management to discuss medications and ask about treatment options beyond medicines. For example, acupuncture works to relieve nerve pain in some people. In some cases, electrical nerve stimulation or surgery to destroy the affected nerves may be advised to help block pain and relieve pain that is severe and chronic. I hope this information in managing diabetic neuropathy is helpful. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace. Brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Guess who? Jason here for Phil's Tire and Auto Care, 422 Parisima Street, Half Moon Bay. Time flies, doesn't it? And believe it or not, fall is here. Come in by October 31st and get a $100 prepaid American Express debit card when you purchase any four Continental tires or light truck tires. Or get a $50 prepaid American Express debit card when you purchase any four General Ultimax tires. You're getting the best deal on four Continental or General tires and a significant rebate. See you soon. Drive safe.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling. Lost and found. Garage sales. Neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Every month has its occurrences, and October is no different. AM 1710 went on the air a year ago. Happy birthday, AM 1710. Loma Prieta earthquake was in October. The Resolution hike on Kings Mountain at the end of the month, October 29. Contact me for this historic trek into the woods. I met my wife-to-be in October. I married her in October. The Pumpkin Festival was a success in October, and we get our best weather in October on the coast. So, I am a happy camper in the month of October. And don't forget the upcoming holidays. Now is a good time to alert me to any goodies you might have for sale. Either make room for guests or to raise a little extra cash to spend on your family and friends. Come on, you know you've got stuff you don't use often enough to keep. So, turn it into a few bucks here on AM 1710 and send me that info to classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info. Or you can leave a brief ad on our telephone answering machine at 453-4000. Tip time, with holidays in mind. When you buy a container of cake frosting, whip it up with an electric mixer for a few minutes. The mixture will nearly double, the frosting will go farther, and there will be less sugar and fewer calories per serving. Put torn, wet newspaper around your plants and your garden, overlapping as you go. Cover with mulch and forget about the weeds. Oh yeah, they can get through some gardening cloth, but they will not get through wet newspapers. And a little fall cleaning, how about getting rid of plastic garden pots? Books that you'll get to someday. Playing the same music over and over. Anything you don't want to pass on to your children, such as worn-out rugs to worn-out grudges. And dump that fear that you're not rich enough or smart enough or good enough. It's not true. Okay, a chuckle coming up. Turn up the volume on this one. So, with a name like O'Donnell, I am reminded about an Irish farmer meeting a Welsh farmer who was leading two very woolly sheep down a country lane. The Irish farmer says, in his lilting brogue, "Arr, fine animals they be. Are you going to shear them?" "No," the Welshman says. "They're both for me." Oh, St. Paddy is probably cringing, I'm sure, on that one. And as I've said before, I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
Hi, I'm April Vargas, and I'm running for San Mateo County Supervisor. I'm a small business owner, and I live in Montera. I'm a new voice for the Board of Supervisors. Did you know that it's been 40 years since we've had a supervisor from the coastside representing District 3? Don't you think that's long enough? I'm asking for your vote. Thank you.
Vote April Vargas for Supervisor. This message was paid for by Friends of April Vargas for Supervisor 2010.
Joe's is your family restaurant.
More and more neighborhood radio listeners are enjoying Joe's family-style restaurant. Kenyatta Cove resident Don Fries.
Where is a good place to eat? I've been asked that many times, and I always refer my friends to Half Moon Bay Joe's. I've known Chef Pablo and his family since they bought the restaurant many years ago. It's a family restaurant with the best of food, individual personal service, and reasonable prices. Where can you go to enjoy a fine meal and actually speak with the head chef and owner? That's Half Moon Bay Joe's. I'll see you there. Look for me every Sunday night.
Hello, this is Pablo Jr. We have been serving local residents for over 10 years with hearty breakfasts, great-tasting lunches, and delicious dinners. It's our pleasure to serve you, and our heartfelt thanks to all AM 1710 listeners for making Joe's your number one neighborhood restaurant.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol, everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
We want to thank the multitude of folks who worked to make Half Moon Bay's Pumpkin Festival a smashing success. If you believe the notion that it takes a village, and you would be right, everyone from our nonprofits, merchants, businesses, and school groups participated to make certain that all who attended had a fabulous time and plenty to eat. We applaud you all.
It was a lot of hard work on the part of many, but it was really worth it. Speaking of being worth it, some people really learned how worthwhile Facebook can be. According to Time magazine, Good Samaritan Diane Stress Kirshner found a dog wandering alone outside her home in Tamarack, Florida. "I felt something sniffing at my leg, and there was this dog," she told the Sacramento Bee. She was a little grungy and looked up as if to say, "Can you help me?" Upon taking the animal to the vet for checkup, they discovered that Topaz was microchipped and that the dog's owners were named Glenn and Cassandra Greenfelder. Attempts to find the Greenfelders by phone and search engine proved to be dead ends. It was only when she tried Facebook that Diane found some promising leads. She came up with two hits for Cassandra Greenfelder. Not knowing if either was the woman for whom she was looking, she posted a comment about a little blonde dog on both of their Facebook profiles. The Greenfelders hadn't seen Topaz in 4 years. Before relocating from Tampa to Sacramento, the family had placed Topaz in what they believed was a good, caring home. Somehow the pooch had wandered her way 200 miles across Florida from Tampa to Tamarack. When they received Diane's message, Glenn Greenfelder called and asked about Topaz by name, which Diane had not provided. She knew then that she had found Topaz's family. After having her professionally groomed, Diane crated Topaz and put her on a flight to California in the waiting arms of the family who had missed her.
Oh, I love happy reunion stories. Dogs are amazing, especially in the ways they offer their human companions constant, incorruptible, uncritical devotion, which is their nature. If you had a chance to read Sunday's Chronicle Datebook section, a good portion was devoted to the Dog Scouts of America. I never heard of it, yet it is a real organization that, for the past 11 years, provides merit badges for dogs who earn them. Jasper, a deserving dog adopted from the Humane Society, has earned 5 merit badges. That's the top number so far in the Bay Area, said Beth Ward, the troop leader in Milpitas. On a table were Jasper's badges, each an embroidered disc about the size of a half dollar. The orange one is because Jasper can jump in a lake and come out when he's supposed to, not when he feels like it. The turquoise one is because Jasper is obedient enough to fetch his master's shoes and not chew them up. The other badges are for negotiating an obstacle course, understanding sign language, and following instructions.
The Michigan-based Dog Scouts of America program is just catching on in California. Jasper's 5 merit badges, it turns out, are not very many badges in the Dog Scout world. There are 76 badges they can work toward. Frisbee catching, herding, canoeing, and bicycling are all badges. No, the dog doesn't actually ride the bicycle. He must run alongside the human cyclist, sensibly and without making the typical dog versus bicycle fuss. There is a disaster preparedness dog merit badge and even a badge for fundraising. To qualify for a dog merit badge, you make a video of your dog performing the required tasks and send it off to Dog Scout headquarters in Michigan, along with a check for $35. Dog scouting is all about integrity, and the humans must uphold their end of the leash when making their videos.
That's great. Now, here's a fun event coming up Halloween weekend. Boo at the Zoo will be held at the San Francisco Zoo October 30th and 31st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come walk the haunted nature trail, explore your way out of the rainforest's maze adventure, trick-or-treat throughout the zoo, check out Puppet Art Theater and Witch Hazelnut's Spooky Stories, make some scary crafts, and even see some creepy critters during this spooktacular event. Plus, you won't want to miss seeing the zoo's animals enjoy some special treats of their own during the pumpkin stomp and chop. All activities are free with paid zoo admission, and no registration is required.
We're heading over to Los Gatos this Saturday, October 23rd, for the Howling Halloween Doggy Trick-or-Treating put on by Society Dogs. However you decide to enjoy your wonderful October days, we wish you much happiness in all you do.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
Hello, this is Roy Salumi. One thing I learned as a board member of the Cabrillo Unified School District is that good government does best when it serves the people in the most cost-effective manner. That is why I'm asking you to vote yes on Measure S. Measure S will increase voter turnout and cut election costs. And saving money is something that our city desperately needs right now. How will the city save money? By changing the election of our Half Moon Bay City Council from odd-numbered years to even-numbered years. This is a good idea because greater numbers of voters turn out for even-year elections, and more voters would participate in choosing our city council. The election costs are always lower in an even-numbered year, since a greater number of city, county, and state jurisdictions help pay for those elections. That's why many cities are moving their council elections to even-numbered years. So, whether you vote by mail or go to the polls on November 2nd, the Smart Election Initiative is Measure S. Vote yes on Measure S.
Paid for by the Yes on Measure S Committee 2010.
More for less. The manager of the gasoline station on the corner of Kelly and Highway 1 has a single goal, and one goal only above all the rest. The least expensive gasoline for local and out-of-town drivers. That's it. Case closed. Mike Brandt takes note of all the fluctuating prices for petrol in our area and tries his very best to crunch the numbers. To save you, the driver, even a cent, or two, or three, because he knows no matter how nice a guy he might be, and I can confirm that, consumers these days are crunching their own numbers and really don't have an allegiance to any single outlet for gasoline. Just save me money is the cry, and that is the reason, above all, to fill up with quality gasoline at a very, very competitive price. So, pump the pumps at More for Less. I do. And I wager you will be pleased at More for Less. A local business working for you.
More for less, where less will get you more.
Auto Carousel. Auto Carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Hello, listeners. Coastside Carousel again here on AM 1710. I'm Christopher O'Donnell, your host. We're also on the World Wide Web, as you know, at www.neighborhoodradio.info. In the past, you've heard all sorts of entertainers, musicians, but today I have something different for you. A Mr. Larry Schoenberger is in the house, and we're going to talk about his production of a DVD. You might chuckle to yourself, how are we going to present a DVD over the radio? But I think it'll work out, because as we get into it with his description of the work, and I'll be playing some music that backs up his DVD, I think it should be rather entertaining for all of us. And I welcome you, Larry. Glad you could come by.
It's my great pleasure. Thank you, Chris.
Once again, this is a DVD, and it's referred to as Coastal Sunset Light Shows. Now, I viewed the DVD, and at first I was surprised. Surprised insofar as not only the description of the light shows that I was watching, because this is all about famous sunsets here on the coast, including the Green Flash, but it turned out to be educational as well as visually interesting. Larry, I'm kind of searching for words now. Could you take over and tell me more about California Sunset Light Shows, how it came about, the background, a little about yourself, and so forth?
This project started in the back seat of a car on a business trip on the East Coast. And there are a bunch of us who were doing conference with a vendor back there. And we were all pretty much scientific-oriented. And the topic of the Green Flash came up for some reason or another, and one of the participants in this back seat really thought that green flashes were more like, if you're looking for green flashes, more like hunting Skypes or watching submarine races. Well, I knew better. I'd seen descriptions of green flashes, but I had never taken pictures of green flashes. So I took it upon myself to start doing that and see if I could find them when I got back to the West Coast. So I bought myself a little digital camera, and went on off to Francis Beach down at the end of Kelly. And on one evening, very early in this little adventure, I took a picture of a green flash. And I looked around to people and I said, "Did you see that?" And everyone started to move away from me because no one else had seen it. I'd seen it through my viewfinder and I'd captured it. And I was quite pleased with myself because I thought, hey, I'm really onto something here. So I went back to my my portable darkroom on my computer and inserted the card, looked at it, and I had moved the camera. My very first green flash, and I'd moved the camera. Mm. But that was the bad news. The good news was it left a little streak of green on the card, and on the image. And at that point, it was like an eureka experience for me, that it could be done and I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the start of a very expensive adventure.
It's called the happy accident.
The happy accident, yes. And it had additional ramifications because I ended up buying a whole lot of photographic equipment and computers to make this project become reality.
Well, what I've seen on the DVD, it has certainly come to reality. This is also backed up by a well-known musician in the area by the name of Terry Disley. And, folk, you may remember we had Terry Disley here at AM 1710 a couple of months back, and his piano background to these images is quite striking. Tell us about the connection with you and Terry.
Well, I first heard Terry at the Miramar, and I became a very, very big fan of his. His music is quite complex. His compositions are pretty amazing, and his solo piano playing is also superb. Just an all-around excellent musician, and has a fantastic background. So I started getting discussions with him, and I mentioned to him that I was doing his DVD. And he said, you know, my music might sound pretty good as background to this DVD. We got together, and I arranged a license with Terry to license some of his compositions for all the tracks on the DVD. So we've had a pretty good relationship, in fact, a very excellent relationship following that. He is promoting the DVD himself, and I, of course, as such a fan, I'm also promoting Terry at every opportunity I get. But, we did establish a license, and that was no easy task.
Mm-hmm. And there's more on here than the green flash. I noted there were sun dogs and sun pillars And you know, Larry, the one I liked most of all was Buddha's rays. Tell us a little bit about those other sights that we might see on this DVD.
Well, those were kind of a fallout from my taking so many images over here trying to catch the green flash. I ended up with a lot of other very, very interesting images along the way. Everything on this DVD is related to my pursuing sunsets. I also have taken other images. And as part of this whole adventure, I also became affiliated with the Coastal Arts League in downtown Half Moon Bay. I have shown my work there and at other places, the San Francisco Peninsula and coast. Those images, like Buddha's rays, I started collecting those in addition to some of the other stuff I was taking. And I got interested in the science of how does all this stuff work. So a DVD that started off to support the green flash really ended up as something much broader than that. As a matter of fact, when I started this, I hadn't even thought about doing any narration, but it became pretty clear to me. One of the things I should do is to really put this into an organized way of putting all these images out. So I had to storyboard it. So I had to take time out to storyboard the DVD and all the images and put them in its different chapters, and then conclude with a slideshow that's getting quite a bit of recognition all by itself of the images I took to support the green flash and Buddha's rays and sun dogs and pillars of light, and to incorporate other sunset images along the way. And that's getting, since I don't speak on that track, people really enjoy it.
Well, by the sound of things, this has really turned into rather an adventure.
Oh, absolutely. This has been quite an adventure, as a matter of fact. It's been a life experience to really put this together.
Well, again, thank you for coming in today. Where, by the way, can we get these DVDs? Are they available here on the coast?
Yes, they are available here. And our list of places that where it can be bought will be increasing. But right now you can buy it at the Ritz-Carlton gift shop, at Bay Books, at Harbor Books, and Squash Blossom, I think, still has some. And over the hill, I have it available at Conditori's Coffee House and Gift Shop in Portola Valley.
And could a listener contact you directly by way of some website, or do you have any information on that?
Oh, sure. Our website is right now still under development, but it should be finished by the end of this coming week. You can contact me at www.skybluelens.com.
Say that again, Sky Blue Lens, or one word?
All one word, right. And if you want to contact me directly, just send an email to larrys@skybluelens.com.
Thank you, Larry, for coming in. Listeners, this has been a most unusual carousel. You know what we've had in the past, and Today, I think this is a combination of education, it's visual, and followed up by Terry Disley's music. And again, I thank you very, very much for coming in, Larry.
My great pleasure. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, listeners. This was Coastside Carousel, an interview with Larry Schoenberger and music by Terry Disley. We're happy that you were able to hear us today on AM 1710, your listening post on the coast for good talk, good music.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Christopher here with thoughts on the thrift shop. Yep, they're in the news again, this time for the new donations that will surprise you with their marked prices. And frankly, they're so low, I can't even mention them on the air. Have you taken the time yet, and surely you have by now, to drop in? Remember, the holidays are on their way. Operating solely on donations, I ask you to pop by this money-saving outlet at 515 Kelly in Half Moon Bay for almost any item of clothing, which is cleaned and hung. They have jewelry, and the quality is that it deserves to be displayed under glass. China and glassware, no chips or cracks here, and many customers make the thrift shop their destination for adventure in shopping. What treasure will they find this week is their weekly code of confidence. Closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays to restock, this bustling bazaar directly benefits the senior co-siders, a worthy cause for you to donate to and buy from the thrift shop. Help them help you.